Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of The View from Venus. Today's co-hosts are Mary Churchill, Meg Palladino, and Lee Scalarup-Bazette. And today's guest expert is Janai Aragon. We are going to be talking about everyone's love-hate topic, work style, or in our world, academic style. What do you wear to work, and how do you keep it true to who you are? You will walk away with our best tips and advice for nailing your academic style, and at the end, we'll have an assignment for you. Without further ado, let me tell you a little bit about Janai. Janai is a self-described feminist political scientist, educator, another wise Latina, and mentor. She works in the Department of Political Science at the University of Victoria, UVic, on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, Canada. We asked her here today because we love her style. Earlier this summer, over at the UVenus blog, we asked folks to comment on their academic style, and this was Janai's response. I like to dress up Monday through Wednesday and dress a little more casually on Thursday and Friday. I'm fond of dresses and typically wear those at the start of the week, then pants and jeans at the end of the week with a blouse or appropriate t-shirt and swacket, sweater slash jacket, or blazer. I tend to live in my Birkenstocks and other sandals in the spring and summer, and then move to flats and boots for the fall and winter, given the rain. I also appreciate political pins on my clothes and jewelry. I have no issues wearing big hoops and bright lipstick, too. I often think that I am honoring my inner Latina. I wear my bright colors and hoops. Because of the vagaries of higher ed, sexism, and racism, I have learned that I have to dress up more. I am a short woman and a woman of color, so I am keenly aware of how I am perceived by some. Thus, being more dressed up is perhaps my armor for academia. I love that. Okay, Meg is going to get us started with a fun question for all of us.
Okay, so this episode's fun question is, if you could describe your style by comparing it to a character in a movie or on TV, what would it be?
And this is a question for all of us, so anyone can jump in.
I mean, mine is probably Wednesday Addams in pajamas.
That's awesome. Lee.
That's a really good question because I don't think I struggled to like see myself on there. So I guess it would be any of the quirky best friend. That would be like in the rom-com, the quirky best friend, like that would be basically my style, right? So it's not supposed to be noticeable as to outshine the star of the rom-com. I'm the quirky sidekick.
I like that. When I saw this really briefly, this question, I thought, oh, I've always wanted to be like that girl or Mary Tyler Moore or something, but you know, but with like, I guess with Paisley and Doc Martens. So I don't know. Oh, maybe Tank Girl. Tank Girl is one I would love to be, but not at work, right?
Drew Barrymore in the 90s. Like that's
yeah.
90s Drew Barrymore, 90s Alicia Silverstone.
Janai.
I'm thinking of an array of different characters in Shondaland. You know, I mean, I have these green long gloves that I wear when it gets cool here. So it's usually during the winter. And I feel like Kerry Washington and Scandal in them.
I love that.
So, you know, there's some days that and it'd probably be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, where I'm more stylish. And then Thursday, Friday, I'm kind of, well, like Monday through Wednesday, stylish, chic, if you will. And then Thursday, Friday, more sporty, stylish. You know, I have on a blazer, a tank top with skulls on it, dark jeans, and some waterproof sneaks that are, that go above the ankle. So, and, you know, a bracelet and some, a political necklace that says Feminist Killjoy.
I love that.
And I'm glad you mentioned Scandal because I do have my Kerry Washington winter coat. It's not white, but it is a very light beige. And whenever I put that on, I'm like, yeah, this feels like my Scandal coat. This is like, so they drink so much red wine and nothing ever gets stained. I'm so jealous of that. But my one splurge was that winter coat at one point. I was like, yeah, this is my Kerry Washington Scandal coat.
Excellent. So we have some questions for you, and I think we're going to start off with Lee.
So you got into this just in answering that question a little bit, but Janai, how would you describe your current style in a little bit more detail?
I think my current style is definitely professional. polished and stylish. And then I always have some sort of flair, be it my jewelry or a necklace, political button, that sort of thing. And I love shoes. I have more than I should have. So yeah, I think I'm kind of stylish and funky.
So quick follow-up. How many of those shoes are Fluvogs?
Only two.
Oh, okay.
Not that many. There's a local store called The Cobbler, and I have probably about 10 samples from them. And
oh,
so
nice.
The sample is, you know, it's a size 7, because I'm a size 7, and no one else in the city will have that shoe unless they bought it at another store in another part of the province or a different province, because they only had one of them. That ergo, that's why it's a sample.
Oh, wow. Cool. That's awesome. I'm going to have to remember that next time I visit my mother-in-law in Victoria.
Yeah. I'm lucky in that respect, because samples are usually a size 7. And so I'm on the list. So they call me when there's sales. And yeah, I probably have, it's probably closer to a dozen shoes from The Cobbler that are samples. And so I've never seen anyone else with the same shoe on, be if it's a Portuguese platform or, you know, whatever in the heck it is. So I love shoes. They can really dress up a pair of jeans, t-shirt, and a blazer.
Yeah, I like it adding a pop of color, unexpected color on my feet, because I think that that's can sometimes be really a really fun thing to do with something, you know, more plain. So how did you get here? How did you get to this style? What was your sort of evolution to get to this point in your style journey?
Well, I realized that I needed to always look professional so that students wouldn't think, initially when I started teaching 22 years ago, that they wouldn't think that I was one of them. And frankly, I can remember once, this would have been probably 1997 or 1998 fall, I came to class in a nice blouse, but a pair of jeans, and I heard under a student's breath to another student, "Oh my God, I can't believe she's wearing jeans. How unprofessional."
Wow.
And I had a rough group on that term, just in terms of being disrespectful. And so I didn't wear jeans for several years after that. I'd say probably never again at San Diego State, but I want to say it was 5 years later, and it was a pair of dark jeans that just looked a little bit more dressy. Yet I would see, you know, some of my male colleagues in jeans and a t-shirt and sneakers. I could never dress like that. I needed to come in with, you know, being a short Latina woman, I need to come in looking professional, like I belonged at the front of the classroom. So I think that my evolution of my style has always been stylish and professional with, you know, lots of reds. I love reds. I love bright colors. I can get away with it with my olive skin, dark hair. But I would, you know, have a pair of nice heels on as well, and you know, some sort of jewelry too.
Great. I really relate to that too. When I started my PhD, I was really young, and no one believed that I was the instructor of record. And so it took a long time actually for people to be like, "Oh my gosh, you're the instructor." And one of the challenges with that too, I find that it's kind of unspoken about, is that I couldn't afford to upgrade my wardrobe at that point. Yeah. So I was just sort of stuck with what I had in terms of that, because it was like I really couldn't afford, and I was moving to a new city, so I didn't know any of the resources to find, you know, cheap secondhand clothes that were nice. And so it's a challenge, I think, particularly for women grad students who are aspiring to a more professional look, but, you know, might not have access to it.
Right. I'm a big thrift store shopper and consignment store shopper, and almost anything I buy, if it's brand new, it's on sale. You know, that's just born in my blood. And so I, you know, I just bought a short pair of purple and black Roma boots. Yeah.
All of nice. All of my time in rural Eastern Kentucky, I learned how to find deals on the internet, and I learned how to internet shop the outlet sites, all of that kind of stuff, for that same reason. I'm in the same way of not wanting to pay full price. So I'm right there with you on that.
Well, I was thinking about this podcast a few days ago, and when I first immigrated to the Pacific Northwest, I mean, you know, I'm in Victoria, I'm an American living in Canada, although I did become a Canadian citizen a little over a year ago. But I remember talking to my girlfriend after I'd been here for about 6 months saying, wow, the women here are really rugged. And she laughed, you know, she's Latina as well. And she said, oh yeah, that totally reminds me when I was in Colorado for a decade. You know, I felt like I wore a lot of makeup. And I said, me too. I just wear lipstick, eyeliner, and eyeshadow. But most of the women here don't wear makeup. And so I found, especially when I first started teaching here, a lot of colleagues and students would comment on my clothes, my hair, you know, the way I look. Did I have a job interview? And then I started to notice that other women of color also dressed up. You know, they might not wear makeup, but it was just understood.
And you see, if you went to Montreal, it would be completely different, where people do still dress up in Montreal and they wear a lot more makeup. There's that sort of French influence in Montreal. And so it does vary regionally, very much so in Canada in that kind of way.
So you've kind of addressed this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. And kind of for me, you know, it's interesting that you talked about wearing jeans and having a backlash. I remember when, I think it was probably the first time I taught in jeans was after the first time I taught after I had my baby, right? So I was a wreck physically, and jeans were really the only thing that were comfortable enough to teach in. And so I was wearing jeans, but I think there was something about being in the space of someone who had just had a baby that just gave me more gravitas, right? Like it instantly kind of pushed me into this older person, like, oh, you're old, you have a kid, right? But I agree, like it's really tough. And I also think like higher ed can be really stuffy. And I think this is true, especially on the administrative side. And so I think it can be really challenging when you're first starting out teaching, or if you're in an administrator, to still have fun with your style. And so it's almost like, I think of it as like code switching, right? Where you're like, okay, what's appropriate in this meeting or this setting? And how do you have fun even when it's a really stuffy situation? Because I think your style is really fun and funky. And so how do you keep that alive?
Well, I wore a lot of dresses when I was an academic administrator. And, you know, one of my favorite lipstick colors is from MAC, and it's Verve. And I definitely wore a lot of Verve, whereas now that I'm back to full-time teaching, I'm wearing more of my Viva Glam, MAC lipsticks. Definitely more bright than I was before. But I found that I just tried to be me as an academic administrator. Yeah. But not as bold of lipstick, and I might have toned down some of the political buttons and necklaces. I didn't wear them quite as much, maybe on teaching days. But I do find that, you know, people will often respond politely, that I, you know, always look well put together or something to that effect. Yeah.
Very cool.
So when you dress up for like a work event or something, what does that look like?
Oh, it could be a nice blouse, a blazer, a pair of slacks, or a dress. You know, I love dresses or clothes, fabric with cherries. And so, you know, last month when Imogen Co, you know, really big name in STEM in Canada, was on campus, that day I wore my black dress with cherries on it. And she had her fluvogs on, a nice pair of slacks and a blazer, but her fluvogs were beautiful. I mean, they were the pop in her outfit. And over lunch after her talk, she made a comment about my dress and my attitude. And it was kind of like, yeah, one badass woman giving the hat tip to another. And I just felt, I probably blushed.
I brought up the fluvogs, and it's kind of an inside joke for Canadian academics, women academics, and even men too, because they make men's shoes, that like you've made it when you purchase your first pair of fluvogs. right? Like that's how you've made it as a woman academic in Canada. I've got my Fluvog boots on right now. Like pulled them out because it's autumn and I can pull out my Fluvog boots and I'm like super happy about that. So it's just this really, it's available here in the States, but it's startup. He's a Canadian shoemaker. And, right. And so that it's the Fluvog, you go to Congress and I mean, all the women, at least one of the days are probably wearing Fluvogs. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I bought my first pair this year for the first time. They're so expensive.
You know, I used to wear them all the time when I was younger. Now I'm like, maybe I need a pair.
You do.
You have these awesome red cowboy boot Fluvogs that I loved.
Oh, nice. Well, and I have my first,
so fantastic.
First Docs and yeah, my first Fluvogs. I'm just loving them. Okay, so this is kind of, we're to the wrap up part of this. So this is kind of really, what are people's major takeaways and top tips for how do you keep an academic style that lets your personality shine through? So who wants to start?
I'll start. I think you just need to be you. You know, if you is political t-shirts and slacks and your favorite black blazer almost every day or a swacket, you know, if it works for you, then that's fine. The thing that I also want to say with that is just supporting other women. You know, we have to support one another.
I would say, and this is coming from a unique perspective, but I think it's also don't be afraid to change your style. That, you know, you grow and evolve and mature and life changes and your position changes and all of that kind of stuff, that it's okay to change it up, right? It's okay to sort of let pieces of your style go because they don't quote unquote fit, maybe literally, but also figuratively. as our bodies change, as we go through that. That was something that was really hard for me, was certain things that were part of my style that worked before I had kids or even, you know, at my lowest weights, didn't necessarily work anymore. And so I had to just sort of let that go and find and embrace and find what did work now. So I think being open to that and you know, it's be yourself, but also realize that yourself changes and evolves. Mm-hmm. And it's okay for your style to change and evolve too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me, I feel like comfort is so important. I'm not into athleisure, although I do have a colleague that shows up every day in athleisure. But yeah, if I'm comfortable, I feel like I'm happy. So it's always kind of finding that balance between comfort and professional.
Sweatshirt dresses.
I would like one of those.
Sweatshirt dresses.
Trying to find like the sneaker that looks like a dress shoe or the dress shoe that looks like a sneaker kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, that when I discovered the sweatshirt dress, I was like, this changes everything. Yeah.
I need one.
I am definitely, mine has evolved over time because I think when I was younger, especially in administration, it was a uniform. I felt like very little of my personality came through, like maybe a scarf, maybe earrings. But as I've gotten older, I think there's just a certain thing about being older too, especially when you're teaching, like, that, you know, you mentioned that early on of when you're closer to the student age, it's more challenging. But now it's necklaces and like the way I do my hair and, you know, tights or shoes and really keeping a little bit of flair in there. Even if I have to wear a black suit for a really formal event, trying to have a funky scarf and some really cool earrings and having that be consistent and kind of people, you know, and I love it when people say, oh man, I really love that necklace, right? So kind of that noticing it is back to what you said, Janai. It's like being there for other women, seeing other women, commenting on it and supporting one another for having a little funkiness and not feeling like you have to blend into the background, right? So.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, in my experience, the comments about how much I dress up from other women who are usually white women, I would explain, like, you don't understand. I need to come in and own the room, you know, be there feeling more powerful because some of these students aren't used to seeing someone like me. You know, and I'm a first generation college student. You know, now I have all this education privilege, class privilege, that sort of thing. But being the first in my family, you know, I was traveling new ground in so many different ways. Yeah.
Yeah. No, definitely. Chennai, thanks so much. That was awesome. Thanks, all of you. That was a fantastic conversation. We like to end each of our episodes with homework or an assignment for our listeners. This week, we want you to take a selfie showing your academic style, or if you're not into selfies, take a photo of your favorite academic style. Maybe it's the style you aspire to have, like my Tank Girl crossed with Mary Tyler Moore / That Girl. Name it after a TV or movie character and post it on Instagram or Twitter and tag UVenus with the hashtag academic style. We'll retweet it, share it on our IG story, and post it on our Facebook page. Thanks so much for spending time with us. And here's a preview of next week. We'll be back next Thursday on Halloween with special guest Erica Feldman of House Witch. And we'll be talking witches, radical feminism, rethinking your office space, and creating mental clarity. As always, thank you for listening.